Hello and welcome to the Money Web podcast. My name is Morgan Barnard, and with me today is Jans Herf, founder of ShopStars. ShopStars is another company that incubator initiative Grindstone will be supporting in the years to follow. Can you please tell us a bit about the company and how it works?
ShopStars essentially enables e-commerce for small businesses, and it's an online platform which allows small businesses to set up their cost effectively and quite easily set up their own online shop. They essentially browse to shops.co.za, start a registration period, a process, and very quickly get going with setting up the shop. We've been around for just over a year, probably about 18 months, and we've just gone past, or we close to 1,800 registered shops to date. Yeah, so, and it's predominantly focused on the SME market, the smaller businesses. A lot of our clients are more from the design sector, jewelers, people that create leather goods, handbags, wallets, etc., that type of thing. So, yeah.
What are your plans to grow ShopStar?
Well, what we did in the first year is we developed the architecture and the product, and it, we had a strategy session at the beginning of this year, which was quite interesting because what we had achieved in our first year, our first 12 months, is to develop a product that is where people can actually create, or they can set up their online shop. The transactions works, it has all the functionality that is required for an online shop. But the difficulty for these younger brands is actually to market themselves. So what we're focusing on this year is to look at the trust architectures, similar to what Airbnb has done with bringing in social graphs from social media, to linking up various different shops. Maybe a better way of explaining that is, if you look at a physical, if you look at a marketplace, or let's say in Cape Town, a biscuit moment, these brands build communities around each other, and these communities overlap. So one small brand helps the other brand actually market each other. So we're building similar types of concepts using technology where we can actually get essentially centralizing user profiles across multiple stores and allowing people to then run recommendations. So one brand can recommend another brand, so to speak, through endorsement models. But it's essentially looking at how can we, in the digital space, provide an opportunity so that these small businesses also, you know, it's not just about having an online shop, but it's also about driving more trade to the stores, et cetera.
Where do you see ShopStar and yourself in a year from now?
Well, we hope, we've been very active in the Western Cape. Our objective is to have a much stronger presence in the rest of South Africa. And so that in the future, we would like to also get into the rest of Africa as well. At the moment, we are also in conversations with shopping centers, et cetera, to look at the what you call the omni-channel approach, where shops actually have multiple access. Many of our stores actually have physical locations as well. So they use the point of sale system and they're online, they combine their sales through that. And the objective that we're discussing with shopping centers is actually to see if we can't build concepts around online and offline where, you know, we don't believe in the typical online environment, but a combination of both. So I hope by the end of the year that we have some relationships in place which will just facilitate that thought process.
What do you think is the biggest challenges facing entrepreneurs in South Africa?
I think one of the things that we see is fear. People are very scared of the online space. They're not quite sure how it works. They get mixed up with logistics, payment gateways, et cetera. And what we always advocate or say is that technology optimizes what we do. When you're creating an online shop, it's really not that difficult. It's a big challenge for a lot of young brands that we deal with. They have beautiful products, but they're not quite sure how to set up all their business structures. They're not quite sure how to get out to their markets, how to build their brand, essentially. So I think there's a massive opportunity in assisting these brands with that. And we are seeing it with a lot of our stores because essentially we're providing them an opportunity where every transaction, there's certain steps that take place. There's an invoice. If the product needs to be shipped, it gets shipped. And there's, you know, ShopStar sends out communication to the clients as well. So we've almost given presets of how to run their business, but what processes they need to go through. And So what we've seen is a massive amount of growth in a lot of our stores just over a very short period of time, just because their systems are better through technology itself. So to answer your questions, I think one of the massive barriers is just people are scared of using technology or embracing it.
Because people are too scared to go into the online space, do you think they resort to Facebook, and how does that work with ShopStars?
No, essentially what it is you're just syndicating your product onto different platforms. So it's building a Facebook shop, which is linked back to your store itself. But to be quite honest, it's just creating another storefront. You know, if your marketing is effective, we have a client, if we look at her, Dear Ray, you know, she's grown her Facebook, her page itself from 200 to, she's now over 10,000 likes organically. She doesn't need a Facebook store because people want to, you know, they'll engage on the Facebook page, but then they'll go to the shop itself and they'll purchase from there. And it's not necessarily... What we sort of say is that we are focusing on social media. So essentially we will be centralizing users across multiple stores. We are releasing functionality where they log in with their social media profiles, and we can then attach that to the social graphs. So inside of the system, we'll be able to see, so if you've bought a product, you're able to see if someone else in your social circle has bought their product and what other products have they bought. Or you'll be able to start searching for products based around your own social circle. So it's essentially looking at the offline word-of-mouth type of concept. So that's an area. So we are focusing on social media, but it's not necessarily to create another storefront on a different platform, because we don't believe that that necessarily will lead to more sales. If you have a strong community built around your brand, people will, through those channels, come to the, you know, to the online shop.
We have recently seen that Akubu, another one of Grindstone's businesses, has been sold to Garmin. What role do you see Grindstone playing in your business?
Well, we've already, you know, we've just become, literally, we had one, we've just had our first workshops in that, and already meetings have been set up with key players. I've actually just come from a meeting this morning. We've been speaking to some, you know, larger brands already last year, and often what happens is they see us as, they say we're a small startup company, but being part of the Grindstone program is just opening so many more doors, because we're getting the credibility that we deserve. You know, having seen what Grindstone did last year, especially with the exit to Garmin, you can see how valuable it is. And we are right from the start on, we're seeing the results. So as a company, we're very excited and very fortunate to be part of the program, because they are quite strict in terms of who they let on and who comes on board. And I've got meetings lined up. I may have had before, but now I'm going in with just the backing for the Grindstone program, Knife Capital, which helps us immensely.
That's fantastic. What is your number one tip for entrepreneurs in South Africa?
If you have an idea, try it. Fail quickly, try it again. Stop being scared. We need entrepreneurs in this country. We need more. Entrepreneurs are the people that create jobs. And even if you're only creating one job, you're employing one person, and you'll figure it out. Ask questions. People are always willing to help, and just go out and do it. Stop being scared. So that's what I would say. That's how we started. That's how I started.
That was Jens Herp, founder of ShopStars.